Many of you have complimented the logo for the About Greyhounds podcast, and several of you have asked us to make it available on a t-shirt. Well, your wish is our command. In the description of the episode you're about to hear, there's a link to where you can get the t-shirt. You can also go to cafepress.com/GFNJ to see the available t-shirts. They come in many sizes in several different styles for both men and women. 100% of the profits from the sale of these t-shirts goes directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us move more Greyhounds from their racing careers and into loving homes for their retirements. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
Greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
April is Adopt a Greyhound Month, so we're continuing with our theme of adoption in every episode in April. This week, we're taking a look at adopting senior greyhounds. In a recent Washington Post article, it's pointed out that more people are adopting, quote, old dogs, really old dogs, end quotes.
Grey Muzzle, an organization dedicated to improving the lives of at-risk senior dogs by providing funding to groups that have senior dog programs, says that the main reason people adopt senior dogs is altruism. Senior dog adopters also adopted their dogs for their mellowness and potty skills. Muttville Senior Dog Rescue in San Francisco adds that adopting a senior dog is a great way to ease into adding a dog into your life. The sad truth is, it's not a 10-year or more commitment.
There are times when greyhound adoption organizations will have available senior greyhounds. There could be a number of reasons for this. For example, the dog could have been returned because the adopter became too ill to care for the dog, or perhaps the adopter died. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey recently had three seniors come back to us. One because the adopter's job transferred to Japan. A pair of greyhounds ages 11 and 13 came back to us when the family's home was foreclosed on. I can only speak for Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, but it's very rare for a greyhound to be returned to us because an owner simply no longer wants a dog. Another reason senior greyhounds could be available for adoption is because they were broods or studs. Broods are females and studs are males. Both are used for breeding. Al, at what age does a greyhound become a senior?
Dogs are considered seniors in the last 25% of their lives. Since the average life expectancy of a greyhound is about 12 years, by about 8 years old, they're considered seniors. However, our first greyhound, Max, was a week shy of his 14th birthday when he died. And our greyhound Pilot now is 14 years and 2 months and still enjoying life. Many greyhounds live well past their 12th birthday. Conversely, and sadly, not all greyhounds make it to 12.
Before we get into the reasons to consider adopting a senior greyhound, let's address the proverbial elephant in the room. Al, why do most people shy away from adopting a senior dog?
Like most things, people want new. In the case of dogs, that would be puppies. It's very rare that a greyhound adoption organization have puppies for adoption. Typically, the youngest greyhounds available for adoption are about 18 months old. On average, they're about age 3 when they're ready for homing. Another reason many people shy away from adopting a senior greyhound is that they want to avoid the heartache of a shorter lifespan.
You know, I get this one. When our dogs die, it is heartbreaking. But I will counter with this. There are no guarantees that a younger dog will live to old age. Anything can happen at any time. I will also argue that the quality of the love is more precious than time.
Another reason some people shy away from adopting older greyhounds or dogs in general is increased medical expenses.
I think that in many cases, certainly not all, this is a misconception. Some senior dogs will come with higher medical expenses than most, not all younger dogs. Though the increased costs could be negligible. We talked about our Max, who made it to a week shy of age 14. He would have annual checkups, but beyond that, we didn't have extra medical expenses for him. Our Pilot, who is 14, does take joint supplements for his arthritis. A 1-month supply of his joint medication costs about $25. He also takes a daily antibiotic because his teeth are pretty bad and he's really too old to go under anesthesia to get a complete dental. And that probably costs, what would you say, Al, about $20 a month?
About that, yes.
So some senior greyhounds may have or may develop age-related medical issues. Whether or not that happens depends on the dog. Some people don't have pet health insurance for their senior dogs. The reasoning is that if something happened, like the greyhound getting cancer at an older age, they choose to euthanize rather than take extraordinary and heroic measures that could add to the dog's suffering. I not only understand this, I agree with this. But before making the decision to let a greyhound die in gentle peace, it's important for that decision to be as informed as possible. Tests like MRIs or other scans can be expensive. Many pet health insurance policies can help to cover those costs. In the show notes of this episode, there's a link to our episode about pet health insurance so our audience can learn more about how it works. Al, I know you came on today's show prepared with a specific list. Can you tell us the top 7 reasons to adopt a senior greyhound?
Of course I can. Number 1, adopting a senior greyhound can be super rewarding. Imagine the feeling you'll have knowing that you've given a loving home to a greyhound who may have lost his or her family. 2, up front, you'll know some or all of your greyhound's medical history and if he or she has any behavioral issues. 3, while young greyhounds don't require a lot of exercise, senior greyhounds require even less. They also eat less food. So if you think a 3-year-old greyhound is lazy, you haven't seen true lazy until you see how low energy a senior is.
That's very true. Yeah.
So if you're looking for a companion to just chill with the majority of the time, consider a senior greyhound. Number 4, you'll be joining a community of other special people who adopt senior greyhounds or dogs in general. TheDailyTreat.com tells us that there are others out there who also value the immense love and joy that a senior dog can bring to a person or family. Facebook and Instagram are packed with places and groups that celebrate and encourage adopting older dogs. Number 5, the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, is a myth. Most likely, your senior greyhound will come housebroken, walking well on a leash, and knowing how to climb stairs, for example. He or she will be open to learning new things, too.
Here's what HealthyPets.com had to say about this subject. Healthy Pets writes, adult dogs can focus on the task at hand, unlike many of their much younger counterparts. If your adopted older pet needs to learn a few new things in her life with you, not to worry. Enroll her in an obedience class, contact a trainer, or go the do-it-yourself route. Older dogs are more attentive than puppies and more eager to please their humans.
Number 6, you're helping a greyhound live out his senior years in the happiest, most loving way possible. Every dog deserves to be loved, and you'll be giving this gift to your senior greyhound. In return, he or she will love and adore you for the rest of his or her days. Your senior greyhound will truly appreciate you. Number 7, a quote from Dog Life, lifelong care for your dog. Real peace and joy come from sitting down in that afternoon sun with your senior dog. The older dog knows how to settle down enough to revel in the moment with you.
Earlier, we mentioned medical expenses for senior dogs. Al, what are some of the medical issues that senior greyhounds may face?
I'll start with arthritis. We shared that our 14-year-old greyhound has arthritis. We give him an over-the-counter medication recommended by a veterinarian. It's inexpensive, and it helps him enormously. Second thing is gum disease. It's fairly common. Be sure to brush your greyhound's teeth. If your senior greyhound is still young enough to safely administer anesthesia to, be sure to get dental cleanings as recommended by your veterinarian.
I mentioned this before. When Pilot was nearing 13, his vet decided it wasn't safe for him to be put under anesthesia anymore. So in addition to brushing, like I said, he takes a daily antibiotic to help stave off any infections in his mouth.
Some senior greyhounds can slowly lose their sight. Like in people, blindness can be part of the normal aging process. Blindness does not have to drastically change the day-to-day living of your senior dog.
Blindness can occur over time in some dogs and is best when caught at the onset, when the eyes are just beginning to fail. So you can start teaching your dog to rely more on his or her hearing and other senses of smell and touch.
Some senior greyhounds can come down with kidney disease. If caught early enough and treated, your senior greyhound can have more time and comfort. It may surprise you to learn that your greyhound has dementia or canine dysfunction syndrome, is very similar to Alzheimer's disease in people. Dogs with dementia can experience memory loss, personality changes, confusion, and disorientation. It's not curable, but you can keep your senior with dementia comfortable and well cared for. Another common illness in senior dogs is a dreaded cancer. Taking your senior greyhound for regular wellness checks, along with observing your greyhound's eating habits, stool, and overall appearance, you can help catch it early. Catching it early may or may not save your dog, but it can help you at least get a vet check and possibly pain meds, and of course, to make decisions.
One thing that you didn't mention was hearing loss, and I think that goes hand in hand with sight loss. So yeah. Your greyhound can start losing his or her hearing. I mean, we didn't see that in Max or in Pilot, and
maybe they just don't want to listen.
Well, they just don't listen. Actually, I did ask the veterinarian about Max one time because he wasn't listening to me, and he was older. Do you remember that? And yes. What happened?
Well, the vet did the test and did like the hand clap, and Max turned around and he said, "You can hear fine. He just didn't want to listen to you."
Yeah. So Max just didn't want to listen to him, and that he was a bit of a stinker.
Yes.
Yeah, but we loved him. There's a link in the show notes of this episode to our other episode about caring for a senior greyhound. Listen to it to learn more about life with a senior. Al, adopting a former racing greyhound is a beautiful thing to do for so many reasons. And adopting a senior greyhound is very special. There's no better gift you can give to a senior greyhound than your home and love for the last years of that greyhound's precious life. Adopting a greyhound with a graying muzzle just may be the best decision a person could ever make. For the About Greyhounds podcast, this is Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're committed to helping former racing greyhounds find loving homes, including seniors. We have a special fund for the care of senior dogs that come to us called the Sugar Plum Memorial Fund. Sugar Plum was a brood that came to us in 2013. She spent her remaining years in a foster home that had also adopted her two daughters. Sugar Plum came to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey with a damaged salivary gland and suffered through a variety of medical conditions. Of course, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey paid for all her medical expenses. Sadly, Sugar Plum passed away in late 2017. In her honor, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey set up the special fund that I mentioned called the Sugar Plum Memorial Fund. It's used specifically for other senior greyhounds that come to us, either as retired senior broods or studs, or because they've been relinquished by their adopters. If you've been enjoying the About Greyhounds podcast and have a special place in your heart for senior greyhounds, please consider donating to the fund to help us help other seniors. There's a link in the show notes where you can donate.